Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, it is to your throne we come this morning. We give you thanks for your mercy and grace that you have poured upon all of us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you this day in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning, I will share with you from the topic, the abuse of grace. More specifically, the abuse of God's grace. The Webster New World College Dictionary provides this definition of grace. It states, the unmerited love and favor of God toward human beings. Divine influence acting in a person to make the person pure, morally strong. That's grace. It states that the condition of a person brought to God's favor through this influence. A special virtue, gift, or help given to a person by God. Listen to that last definition. A special virtue, gift, or help given to a person by God. In other words, God's grace is God's unmerited favor. It's a gift. It's God's love that is gifted to us. It is a love that we do not deserve. It is important that we understand the difference between grace, God's grace, and God's mercy. God shows both mercy and grace to you and me, but they are not the same. Mercy indicates that of punishment being withheld, a punishment that we deserve is withheld from us. God's mercy. He withholds that punishment that we deserve. Grace means that it is a favor, a blessing we don't deserve, but is gifted to us. As children of God, we need both. God's mercy cancels our sins, and this was accomplished on the cross. But His grace, yes, God's grace is what gives us favor. We receive salvation. It's a gift. Ephesians 2 and 8 states, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. You didn't do this on yourself. You didn't do it by yourself. It was by grace. Yes, That gift of grace was given because God loves us. As stated in John 3:16, well-known verse from the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave, that's his grace flowing, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Grace. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Grace. Grace is the gift of God. It is a gift that reconciles us back to relationship with him. The flow of God's grace began in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve received that gift. And that gift continued throughout the Old Testament. It was in a different fashion. It was through the animal blood sacrifices instituted by God that God's people were cleansed from their sins. But then, Calvary came. Then the utmost sacrifice was given when Jesus died on Calvary. This was God blessing us rather than choosing to curse us for our sins. As stated in John, the first chapter, and reading from verse 16 and to 17, it says, From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. It was from his fullness. He says, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. That's how grace came to us. It was gifted to us through Jesus Christ. The question then is, why the abuse of grace? Why? It is a gift. You know, when we abuse something, we use it wrongly or improperly. And that's what's happening many times in our walk. We are using God's grace improperly. I know we sing about it, Amazing Grace. We talk about it, Grace Revolution. But our daily walk does not reflect that we are walking in line with God's word. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, assures us of the working of God's grace. You see, it's a grace that works in us. He states, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. So, there's a transaction taking place here. You leave that sinful life, you accept that gift of God, brings you salvation, brings you into relationship with him, and now you're prepared for every good work. You could abound in it, and meaning you would flow in it. It's happening. God's gift of grace is available for each one of us. And it's available so that we could live according to his word. The Apostle Paul further explains on how God's grace is greater than sin. He explained that the law really revealed what sin is, and grace was the response. In Romans 5, 20 to 21, the Apostle Paul states, he says, moreover, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace abound much more. You see, grace is the much more thing. He said so that as sin reigned in death, even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is grace that wins. It is grace that overcomes sin. And knowing this, our walk should not abuse God's grace. You see, he continues in chapter 6 by asking this question that we must ask ourselves today. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. Here is the answer. Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? In other words, he said, how can we live like the world Monday to Saturday and be a saint on Sunday? That's using grace improperly. Wrong application of God's grace. We are just some SMOs, Christians. Sunday morning only Christians. And Paul is saying to us, certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? How could we do that? How could this be our lifestyle today? And then he digs deeper. He says, listen, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Talking about you and I, were you baptized? So, if you were baptized, do you not know that you were baptized unto Jesus Christ? You were baptized unto his death. In other words, there was a transformation taking place. There's a process going on. He says, therefore, we are buried with him through baptism unto death. We're with him there because we accepted him. And he goes on that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Even so. I mean, just like that. Just as Christ demonstrated that. That's as what Christ went through that. Just as what Jesus accomplished on the cross. We should walk in newness of life. So how can we live like the world and apply some grace every now and then live like the world and apply some grace now and then? That's not the way we must walk. We must walk in the newness of life. And this is made possible by the gift of grace. It is the gift of grace that empowers us to live the Christ-like life. It's a lifestyle. It's not a moving in and out. It's a way of life. The songwriter says, grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. You've got some sins you got to deal with, grace is greater. You got some issues that you can't handle, grace is greater. You're in a situation you don't know which way to go, God's grace. We are children of grace. We receive God's grace. And it is that grace that will enable us to live Christ-like. Let's accept that gift and not abuse it. Not use it improperly, but use it for the glory of God. For it is a gift that came from God Himself. Let us live full of grace. Let us live gracefully. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.